Illegal border crossers rioted and rushed the Texas National Guard yesterday in El Paso. This is Friday, March 22nd, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, we finally made it to the end of the week. Thanks for spending part of your Friday here with the Texas Minute. There's now officially a race for the speakership of the Texas House. More on that coming up. After objections were raised from parents, the Midland Independent School District says a sexually explicit book titled Push is no longer shelved in its libraries. The book features instances of pedophilia, rape, molestation, and abuse. When a local pastor read an excerpt from the book during the school board meeting this week, district officials cut his microphone and had him removed from the auditorium. MISD's Lindsay White told Texas Scorecard that the district will expedite the review process of the books that have caused concern among parents. Two more pornography distributors have found themselves in the crosshairs of Attorney General Ken Paxton for failing to comply with a new law requiring age verification for internet pornography. I won't be naming the websites, but I will name the names of the companies that own them. Earlier this month, the world's largest pornography company, ILO Global, shut down access to its website from users in Texas after being sued by Paxton. Now Paxton is going after Multimedia LLC and Hammy Media. These companies are behind two other pornography websites. Now, the fines can add up quickly. Companies violating the age verification requirement are subject to fines of up to $10,000 per day, with an additional $10,000 per day if the corporation illegally retains identifying information, and $250,000 if a child is exposed to pornographic content. Standing by himself in a conference room blocks from the Texas Capitol, Republican State Representative Tom Oliverson of Cypress announced yesterday his candidacy for the House speakership. He decried the secretive impeachment push against Ken Paxton, the dysfunction of the House, and the chamber's failure to advance school choice. Most significantly, Oliverson said he would end the practice of appointing Democrats as chairs of committees.
The majority must not be held captive by the will of the minority. And I believe that the majority party should hold all committee chairs. The people elect us to come to Austin to address the issues that matter to their community. They do not elect us to attend a party.
The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like daily headlines, the Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
In a week marked by federal judges in New Orleans and Washington, D.C., weighing the merits of Texas border security law, the border itself remains only barely under control. That was made evident yesterday when a reporter from the New York Post was in El Paso and captured footage of hundreds of illegal border crossers rioting and attempt to get around the National Guard at the border. In the video, soldiers from the Texas National Guard were attempting to fix a break in the fencing when the foreign nationals began to push past them. It's unknown if any soldiers were injured before peace was restored and the fencing fixed. You can find details of all the stories mentioned today and keep up with the latest news at TexasScorecard.com. The Texas Minute is produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 studios. This edition was based on the original reporting of Will Biagini, Brandon Waltons, and Sidney Henry. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.